Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. This is the show that comes to you each week from the back of a Volkswagen microbus. This week, parked down by a very beautiful and idyllic Oak Creek outside Sedona, Arizona. My name's Dave Manning. I make my living going up and down the West Coast in the little Volkswagen bus, playing music in bars and casinos and wherever we'll pay the bills. And on this show, I like to tell stories from the road and play music from other smaller artists that are, well, not smaller actually in stature, but smaller perhaps in popularity, that are out making some real good music around the country. And this week, we're going to dedicate the whole show to my cousin, Chris. I only have four cousins in the world, and one of them, my cousin Chris, got married this past weekend. So we're going to put a show out just for him and his new wife, Sam. So cousin Chris is one of two cousins on my mom's side of the family. And each summer when we were kids, me and my brother and my sister would get to spend about a month visiting with them every summer, because it was kind of a unique situation. My mom's parents lived in a little house on Lake Hayward, which is outside Colchester, Connecticut. And my aunt and uncle on my mom's side, my mom's brother and his wife, actually lived right next door in their house. And so the cousins were always kicking around. And cousin Chris and cousin John are about the same age as my brother and I, you know, a little bit different by a couple years, but we would all just have a great time playing around. And my grandfather had a small outbuilding, a red outbuilding in the woods called the Kabula. And this thing had a sliding door, sliding kind of like small barn door on it, and had a ramp leading down from the sliding door down into the woods. And we just thought that was great. We made that thing into our spaceship. And I remember I was often, when we would fly our spaceship, you know, we would go and we'd slide, the sliding door closed. And I would often stand behind the lawnmower and kind of work the levers on the lawnmower, you know, working various engines on our spacecraft. And then we'd get to some other world and we'd open up the sliding door and walk down the ramp and explore the woods as if we'd never seen them before. And of course we'd have a great fun playing and swimming in the lake. Lake Hayward is must be a spring fed lake, because it's a very clear lake. It's probably maybe about a quarter mile, half a mile across, and maybe 3 or 4 miles long. And there's kind of, you know, houses and cottages tucked in the woods all around it. And each summer you know, my grandfather and Uncle Wint would put in the dock that was painted shiny white, and we always had to be careful of Big Head. This is about the time that the movie Jaws came out, and there was a really big snapping turtle in the lake, and I'm not even exaggerating that. It was a big snapping turtle, and you know, the kind that, you know, boy, if that thing, that could probably take off 2 or 3 toes in one chomp. And so, you know, once in a while he'd kind of surface, we'd see his head poking out of the water, and we'd all go into a panic and either swim back to shore or stay on the raft until he was clear of the area. And one thing that's interesting and probably formative now that I think about it is the fact that, you know, somewhere amongst all the fun we'd have every summer, I remember being told as a kid that cousin Chris and cousin John were both adopted. And I remember, you know, thinking about it and not really understanding the whole thing, but it never made a lick of difference. And it really was something that, you know, the family was able to teach me about love and unconditional love, it's a non-issue, and it is to this day, it's a non-issue that they're adopted. No one ever even talks about it. And actually, to this day, I can't even remember, I don't even know why Aunt Pat and Uncle Wint chose to adopt. It's just a great lesson in just family love and how well that sort of situation can work out. And Chris actually right now lives in the same house that my mom's parents used to live in. And several years ago, both of my mom's parents passed away, and my mom actually inherited their house. because you know, her brother Wint lived in the house next door, and for however things worked out, my mom inherited her parents' house, and then she is actually in the process of selling it to Chris. Chris makes mortgage payments to my mom every month, and I think that's how the situation's set up. And Chris has done a fantastic job of remodeling and expanding that house, because and one of the curious things about Lake Hayward, no one's allowed to really expand the footprint of their house. The houses that are right on the lakeshore, no one's allowed to really make their house any bigger than it is. But you are allowed to build up. So he's changed a one-story house into a beautiful two-story house and done it in a very, very tasteful way. And cousin Chris, in his lifetime, has been a number of things. He's been a minor league baseball player. He spent some time playing for one of the teams out in Montana. And he also, after that, he became a school teacher in Colchester, I believe, in a little town nearby there. And then he shifted over into being a police officer for one of the small towns right around there. And when he told me the story, he said, yeah, you know, I was a teacher and I decided to become a police officer because there was a lot less stress involved. And so hopefully Chris will appreciate this song here. This is a song from a artist out of Nevada City, California, but now I believe he lives in Thailand. This is a song from Dennis Cumberland off of his album Klingon Love Child.
So anyway, I went to see the psychic, and she told me that if I could imagine as I entered town when I passed the police car, that policeman has made a mess in his pants. You know, if I could just visualize that, that it would help me relax, and for the most part, it works.
I was driving down the highway, I was doing no wrong. I was listening to Nirvana and I was singing along. Next thing that I know, there's a flashing red light, as bright as the sun, lighting up the night. There's this funny little cop, he's got a mustache too, and his pants don't fit, he's about 5'2". And he's pulling me over like he's got some excuse, but I gotta be careful, you know he's got a short fuse. Got a badge and a gun, and he thinks he's so cool. He does as he pleases, and he's making the rules. He's a funny little cop with an attitude, and he's acting like he's got. Spreading her legs and feeling her eyes. last time that I checked with this country of mine, I didn't need a visa to cross the state line. But this funny little cop with the attitude, he's acting like he's God. He's making the rules tonight. Oh, oh.
Dennis Cumberland there with Funny Little Cop. And don't worry, I'm sure Cousin Chris knows I'm not making fun of him with that song, because he's far from a funny little cop. He's well over 6 feet tall. But he might have a coworker or two that fits the description in that song. We're going to move on now and just spin some tunes for Chris and for his new wife, Sam. So everybody else, stop listening. Go away. Go fly a kite. Go do something else. We're going to start out with Stacey Earle, who is the sister of Outlaw country star Steve Earle, and she's got a couple albums out, and they are both fantastic as far as I'm concerned. This is out of her freshman release, Simple Girl. We're going to hear Wedding Night. After that, we're going to hear Sarah C. Hansen, who is a singer-songwriter out of Fairbanks, Alaska, with a beautiful song about just that, how that spark of love can begin. And wind up with a song from Greg Brown, song kind of about how that spark of love can continue for a lifetime.
Woke up early this morning on my day to shine. Daddy drinking coffee, reading his paper, trying to pass the time.
circumstances are such, I probably cannot show how much I feel for you. But you're beautiful, there's nothing more I would rather do. You are so beautiful. And the beauty of this place meets the loveliness of your face, and there is nothing I can do in the sunset's rosy hue but to fall in love with you. Think I just fell in love with you. Michelle says, you kiss me in the middle of my speech, the end of my sentence I've never reached. But what of that? It was beautiful. I reach for your wrist to look at the time, and then you put your hand in mine. It was such a surprise. It was beautiful. Soul to soul, I recognize something deep, something inside your soul and my soul. Beautiful. Let's take this bike to the edge of the earth. Take me for all I am worth. I'd miss that plane for you. You are beautiful. There's nothing more I would rather do. You are so beautiful. You played Norwegian wood on your trumpet, so good. I'd be your princess bride if you would read me Dandelion White. For the rest of my life with you, I'd spend the rest of my life with you. Sometimes there were years and miles between their hearts, but somehow they stayed an integral part, and they could feel each other there, and it felt beautiful. To know that they both still cared just felt beautiful. And they said, I will follow you, or will you follow me too? 'Cause I will follow you until this following is through, and I can finally just be with you. To have and to hold you. You, 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 only you.
Sea was rolling in slate gray. I looked at you and I looked away. I was crying, 'cause I was happy. I didn't want you to see. I was afraid of such mystery and of losing. So afraid of losing. Later on the balcony, we had a good talk and we felt free. I was coming to you from far away. The light was dim, but you showed me the way. In your arms, all I could say was, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. Heart was torn, I'd made up my mind to keep to myself and just be kind. I need nothing, just need nothing. Love my folks, my kids, my friends, and make it on through to the end. No more suffering over loving. get to me like old time religion did in my heart when I was a kid. Your sweet gospel music to my ears. You know how to ease all my fears. And from my heart to yours, all I can say is, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey. As we go on through the deal, I know that we won't always feel real wonderful. Life ain't like that. But I want to stay right by your side, check out the view, enjoy the ride together with all our loved ones. I want to plant a little garden with you now, take care of a piece of the earth somehow, and tend it when we're old and gray, and try to straighten up and say, well, I'm so glad to see you today. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.
All right, that was Greg Brown there. Before that, Sarah C. Hansen out of Fairbanks, Alaska, and before that, Stacey Earle. Now, right after getting married may not seem like the right time to think about past lovers, but it is. It's an unfortunate thing that our society tells us to work so hard to avoid being unhappy, to avoid sadness, and always focus on trying to be happy. And the problem with that is it ignores the simple, unavoidable fact that we can only be as happy as we have been sad. All relationships are temporary. All relationships are temporary. And whether they last a day, a month, a year, or until one dies, they all end. They all will go. They all will go away. It's important to remember this, and it's important to be sad. For in those moments, we realize that all we ever really have is this moment, right now. Everything else, at best, is a dream or a memory. It's important to remember this, so we hold our lover very close. Hold her very close tonight, today, right now. Weep while you make love. Make love. Make it and show it and feel it. For you know as well as anyone else, Cousin Chris, this could be your last time. Every time could be the last. Feel love. And now we're going to play one of the most melancholy romantic songs I know. This is another track from Dennis Cumberland's Klingon Love Child. And Chris, if I don't know much about love, but one thing I have found is the more inhospitable the climate, the more romantic she'll think it is when you ask her to dance. So wherever you are right now, now might be a good time to ask for a dance.
I think I lost your address. Can't go back very far, but I remember your kiss. I don't remember the Eiffel Tower. Never made it to the Taj Mahal. I can't tell you what day it is, but I remember your kiss. I remember your walking hand in hand. something about a future plan. I don't know where you are. I must have lost your address. Can't go back very far, but I remember your kiss. I remember your kiss. I remember.
Congratulations to Cousin Chris and his new wife, Sam. Sam, welcome to the family, such as it is. My name's Dave Manning. More about me, my music, go to davemanning.net. You've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show. And a big thanks, of course, to KWMD Guy, who, except for my cousin Chris, is very apprehensive about law enforcement.
So anyway, I went to see the psychic, and she told me that if I could imagine as I entered town when I passed the police car, that policeman has made a mess in his pants. If I could just visualize that, then it would help me relax, and for the most part, it worked.
All right, safe travels, and have yourself a fantastic day.